Good morning, Balu.
Good morning.
You are in charge of Mahanam Culture Center, right?
Yes, I am one of the in charge. Yeah.
So what we saw on Sunday?
Sunday, you know, this was that we worked this year around month of January and February. Albinsa from Slovenia, who's a teacher, I think music therapy teacher, and she was here that time. She given class, she taught to our children in the village, dance around the world. It was amazing, really. You know, children was kind of going through the different, different wave, you know, different movement. So then now they are back, and she brought the material, like a video material. So she tried to kind of give the children, and so we show the children what they learned when they performed in a visitor center.
In Mahanam Cultural Center, you do various things.
Yeah, we do various different activity. You know, like basically, Moganam started in 2001. It's almost 9 years old. Yeah, we have a different activity for the different range people, like different age. Like we have like a kindergarten, like a crèche, from 2.5 years. Children can come every day from 8:30 to 3. So we are taking care of them, like we're working with them, like more like we, it's like a child development center. We caring them, like a personal care. We play with them with the playway education. This is we running last 5 years. And then we have in Saturday and Sunday, like same in the morning activity, we have like a different arts activity. Dance, the dance, like folk dance, classical dance, and world dance. And singing, sculpture, painting, and music class, you know, and the environmental workshop in a different time. So this is the different activity, like in the Saturday and Sunday in the morning. You know, then we have also like a youth club meeting, gathering, and a women's club meeting, gathering, the place where they use Moganam. Yeah.
So these classes and gathering are meant to be for local Tamil people or for our villages or for who?
This is for everybody. This is for everybody, you know, people can come from Auroville, even outside, even here. And we have also like a student sometime come in a winter study, in Auroville winter study, we have a group of students also come and learn kind of cultural exchange. Last year we had in January, we had students, like 12 students came from US. The school called Soka Integral Study. This is the university name. They came for like Auroville, and we were taking care of them like for 3 weeks, showing around Auroville and sharing about the local culture and also Auroville education. And they were worked with our young people from local.
As far as I know, actually Mahanam Culture Center was designed to be a bridge between.
It's a bridge between Auroville and the village, and also bridge between modern and old.
When you started, how you started?
This is a very interesting, it's a long story. I say very little, you know. I started to work in Auroville. When I'm going school, I always come to Auroville in my school holiday, in summer holiday. I start to work in different places in Auroville. Like around something, 96 something, I had a chance to work Verite community. So Verite, I started to work as a supervisor, like maintenance person. There I met I learned so much in Verite. There I met a person, Aurelio, artist who's from Austria. So I met him and we came together. And at the same time, I had a lot of friends from my village. We are a group of friends. We always being together. Then Aurelio, at that time, he was used to work with Verite and also with Village Action, and he done some work with the Auroville children's. Then I inspired, then I asked him to, can we do something for our young people also? So through that, you know, like after that, we shared myself and Aurelio, we shared our idea. Then I made a bridge with my friends. Hey, can we do something together? So then basically we took Moganam like a meeting place, for a youth meeting place. But we didn't have any idea what we were going to do. Then slowly, you know, my school teacher My school teacher, he has an art center in Pondicherry. I inspired by him to so many children go there and learning many different creativity things. Then slowly, step by step, we started Moganam.
In average, how many children do participate in those activities, like beside the kindergarten?
Okay. Beside kindergarten, we have like in arts classes, in arts activity, we have around 70 children just in one village. And now recently we opened in other village, the next village, because children walking like 3-4 kilometers from the different villages. You know, children come from the 5 different villages to Moganam. Last year we had a chance, we done opened in Alanguppam, the other neighboring village, where we running a class in the temple, in a community temple. There we have around 80 kids we have there. Yeah.
So the need for the local children is pretty big to participate in those classes.
Yeah, it is big. You see, it's also, you know, it's like for them, it's special also coming to Moganam, you know, because those activity, it's not available in our village. The children don't have a place where they go and they can express their thoughts and the creation, you know. Like if people want to go to Pandi, you know, it took like an hour to go Pandi, then they have to pay, you know, the children. Like I find like a family, you know, like in our village, you know, even our neighboring village, people are just too interested into their life, everyday economic. They're not giving much attention to the children's. So like I found like Moganam is like where children come, they learn everything freely, and also they're expressing their, you know, creation things, you know, so really their creativity.
And the people who teach these children or help them, they are also Tamil people or?
We have both. We have Tamil people, and also we have sometime internship students come for volunteer. They also come and help. You know, yeah, we get also like a teacher who teach the people also come from Pondicherry. Also very difficult to find also people who has the talent, who has the like arts teacher or dance teacher. It's very difficult to find in our locally. They have to come from Pandi and other place, and also very expensive. We have to pay for them a lot. But now, you know, almost 7-8 years Moganam, now we found almost our local resource. Like we trained some of the young people who can teach for the next generation, you know, but not 100%, like at least 50% we have people now. But, yeah.
And how you found it? I mean, how you finance that?
Okay, this is another question. The finance, actually, so far we supported by Louisa, who's the elder woman from Japan, and she's related with Oroville, and she's the one supported so far. Yeah. And now recently we got some support from PCG Oroville, one of the funding group, given like 50,000 rupees to start in other village to do the like a camp for summer camp. They supported for the first time, we got some support. Yeah. Basically, it's helping by friends, and we don't have like a special donor, or we don't have like something.
Yeah,
you see, the work, you know, like the work, I feel like this is like just I'm not doing for somebody, you know. It's just I love this. It's coming from my heart, like, you know. It's like already I feel like it's in my body, you know, which is. But also, I inspired by Oroville to do also this work. You know, when I came to Oroville, really, you know, I didn't know anything much about my culture. I'm really tell you honestly. I know basic, but to go deeply, you know, like it's not like my mother or my father, you know, I don't have a father anyway. Like somebody tell the story about, oh, this and this about our things. You know, really when I came to Oroville, like people start to put so many questions to asking me, hey, what is your culture? What is this? What is that? What is this? You know, that's inspired me that I want to go back. I'm going back with my grandfather. I'm going back to my mother. I'm going to my teacher. Tell me, what is this? What is this? I have to say thanks to many people who helped me, you know, who taught me so many things. Also who helped for the project to do, you know. Yeah.
Thank you, Walu.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.